Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So yes, we've been celebrating the 50 years of hip hop. We've been celebrating 50 years of culture. We have been celebrating 50 years of transformation, elevation, and collaboration pretty much all year. We had a great time during the Grammy Award weekend. We had a great time during the BET Awards weekend. But I have to tell you this. It is now time for us to get down to some real business. And I cannot do any real business without talking to these two people. So you are in for a special treat. I'm going to bring to the roundtable my sister MC Light and my brother KRS-One.
Do it. I'm getting these crabs down. I just had some. I'm so greasy right now.
Wait a minute. Where are you? You talking about crabs? Are you in Maryland, Baltimore area?
I'm in Virginia, and I'm on my way to New York, stopped over here in Richmond and got caught.
I love it.
I got caught, and I'm sitting here with a whole bunch of king crabs from Cajun's spot. This incredible, or credible, I should say.
Right.
This is just amazing. So forget my little crab deal.
It's all good. Let me tell you, living out here in Los Angeles, I used to have a group. Well, I still have a group of friends from Baltimore. But what we used to do is put a bunch of newspaper out on all the tables and order a bushel, which I think is 144 crabs or something like that. And they would come in these big ice bucket thingies. The styrofoam ones, and we'd rip that thing open and have a blast for about 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been in one of those with the bit where you open out. Actually, New Orleans does it crazy. Crawfish, crab, types of stuff in the deal there. So,
the etouffee. That's what people love to do.
Right. Yes. Is that what it's called? Is that a specific?
Well, it's a seasoning that they do with, I believe, the crawfish, or you can have it, the etouffee topping on other things, like their redfish that they have, which is a big deal there in New Orleans. Yeah. I'm glad we caught up to you. You're on your way to New York. What are you doing in New York?
Everything. What are we not doing in New York?
Okay.
So let's start with 1520 Sedgwick. Wait a minute, what am I? I'm so lost. First of all, I'm going to New York because Ice Cube called me and he said that they were honoring me at the Barclays Center. He does a basketball tournament, Ice Cube, and he's on tour with this basketball tournament. So he said when they got to New York, they were going to honor KRS-One at the Barclays Center on some big jumbo screen.
I love it.
He wanted me to say some words and send it in for the jumbo screen. I said, wait a minute. You honoring KRS? First of all, Ice Cube, what are you doing? Okay. First of all, what is this? Okay, so I said, yo, there's no way I'm going to send you something for no jumbo screen. Mm-hmm. I'm showing up. So I'm on my way. I left Atlanta, where I live, and one of my houses over there is in Atlanta. I have an apartment at 1520 Sedgwick, the birthplace of hip-hop. Mm. So I'm going to my apartment there, be there, because we also have festivities and stuff we're planning there as well. Mm. So I'm going to go there, but I'm going to take this basketball game on Sunday with Ice Cube. Now, the point is that now that I'm there, I may actually grab that mic. He has who is it? MOP, I think it is supposed to be there. Melly Mel and MOP are going to do, or MOP's doing the halftime.
Okay.
I think Melly Mel is also going to be on it as well. There as well, but I'm not sure how Mel is fitting into this, but he's there.
Okay.
And I'm bringing my DJ, Grandmaster Flash.
Yes.
Me and Flash been working on a project actually together. I'm trying to get Flash to do an album, man. Like, he got to do this album. People do not realize how important Grandmaster Flash is. I mean, we talk about Herc, Bam, Flash. We know, you know, the Trinity in that sense. But Flash,
yeah,
his story is crazy. How he came up with this, what is called the peekaboo technique, where he wanted to hear the record before it went out.
Mm.
And he created a system, a queuing system for DJs. Mm. And he gave it freely to the world.
Can I tell you, you just gave me chills all over my body.
He gave it free. These people, Panasonic, Toshiba,
Pioneer. All of them.
I admit, you know, anybody who's dealing with a mixer, crossfader, queuing, even cutting and scratching, like you got Serato, you got the CDJs, you got all this type of stuff. So, you know, it's like Flash's story is just, I really want to write his book.
Okay.
And even do a DVD or something. DVD. I'm dating myself.
A documentary. No, I know what you mean. No, I totally know what you mean. Okay, so you're going to have Flash with you, and you're talking about taking the mic at Barclay? Ooh.
Oh, yes, indeed. Right after MOP, though. That's the seasoning. That's the etouffee on.
That's the nice setup right there.
Right there.
All right. So this is MC Light. I'm hanging in here for Dr. Lynn Richardson on the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. And I have the undisputed teacher of them all, KRS-One. He's headed to New York City. He's going to be honored by Ice Cube at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. And this is exciting time. So you are moving all around the country. But I do want to touch upon Sedgwick. So you are having a weekend there in New York City. Please explain what is happening.
Well, we have a three-day weekend. It's actually 3.5 days weekend because we start on August 10th for a late night vigil, as we say, right at 12 o'clock. August 10th at 12 o'clock brings in August 11th. So we want to bring in hip hop's actual birthday in prayer and affirmation. We know we're talking about the past of hip hop's 50 years. We're focused on that. So we want to thank God. First of all, we want to thank God for hip hop. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we want to thank hip hop for hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank the principles that made us who we are. And hip hop is one of those principles. And so that's the vigil. So we bring in the birthday. We know we're talking about the past, but we're projecting the future. So we're saying, this is what we see for the future for hip hop. We thank hip hop. We say, this is where we're going in the future. Peace, love, unity, safely having fun. We're moving in that direction. So that's the 10th.
Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back with more.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We're still here with our special guest, MC Light, and the legend himself, KRS-One.
The next day, the 11th, we're at 1520 Sedgwick. We're doing a barbecue for the people in the community. Now, let me just stop here for a minute.
Okay.
Because like I said, I am I'm a resident. I'm a resident. I don't even know how to. I'm part of the Tenants Association, okay, for 1520 Sedgwick. So I have the keys to the community center that where hip hop started, the birthplace of hip hop. There, we have the keys there. I have my apartment there. But what we want to do on the 11th is I got to throw something for the people in the building. You know, they're not, you know, these are not celebrities. These are not, they're not even MCs or DJs. These are just regular folk, right, with jobs, and they do their thing and whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a barbecue and there's kids in the building as well. So we want to make sure that the kids of 1520 get a real anniversary celebration. Nobody in the Bronx can afford the Yankee Stadium tickets. Mm-hmm. And that's becoming a sort of a controversy on the ground in the Bronx, that the tickets for Yankee Stadium are up to $2,300.
Okay, so tell us, wait a minute, because we want to make sure that the audience understands what is happening at Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium, several corporations have come together, Mass Appeal, Google, Pixel, and Ciroc, has come together with Live Nation to basically charge hip hop for its own anniversary. So they're at Yankee Stadium, and they started off with a $50 tickets. That went up to $200, went up to $400, $750, $1,500. Now it's $2,300 for a ticket. And I guess they still have $400 tickets available. But for the people on the ground in the Bronx, they're disappointed because they can't afford that. That's not even it's outside their price range. So, and not that I'm responding to the Yankee Stadium show at all. I knew the show was going up. Matter of fact, there's several shows in New York that are actually going up, starting at the beginning of August, going all the way through to the 30th. So Yankee Stadium is just one of these shows. But the controversy with it is the ticket price. And if you come into the Bronx, you got to know you dealing with working people. This is affordable housing. 1520 Sedgwick is affordable housing. You know, this is what the Bronx is about. I mean, we're high on the poverty scale, the Bronx. Okay. So if you're going to celebrate hip hop's anniversary in the Bronx, first of all, you got to do it either for free, or you got to do it for a very minimum price, like $10, okay? And you do it like that. I went with the free idea because I knew everybody else was doing their thing. And there's also other free dates going on too in New York. So we said, let's go to 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx, where we live, and put a stage in the front of 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. We're shutting down Sedgwick Avenue. So we put a stage out there and get the party started.
Right.
And so I don't see any other place you can be to celebrate hip hop's 50th anniversary other than the birthplace of hip hop itself.
Right.
Well, so I brought in a whole bunch of people. Start with the city of New York. Shout out to Mayor Eric Adams.
Okay.
Who's doing his thing. Keep your Adidas on, Eric, no doubt. There's that. Shout out to Bronx Borough President Vanessa Gibson. Miss Gibson, another MC. Mm. Shout out to her. Piriana Sanchez, councilwoman of the Bronx. These are the people who have gotten behind us and said, no, we got to do something for the community. These are city officials. The community is their responsibility.
Right.
So we went to the police, the 42nd precinct. They got on board. Went to the Department of Transportation. They got on board.
Yeah.
1520 and sanitation is on board too. Shout out to sanitation. Right. But these are city departments, by the way, who are headed by hip hoppers. Mm. This is the triumph of our 50 years.
Yes, the generation have
run out.
Right.
Go back to this. Let me just run that list down one more time.
Yes.
Department of Transportation is hip hop.
Yes.
The Department of Sanitation is hip hop.
Okay.
The police department is hip hop.
Right. There's okay. No one that hasn't been influenced, inspired, right. Educated, entertained by hip hop.
Or participated.
Right.
Look at the Senator Chuck Schumer. Hmm. Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, he calls himself Killer Chuck. I'm not kidding you. Life is real.
Right.
He calls himself Killer Chuck. And here's the issue with Chuck Schumer is that he saved 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. Indirectly, President Obama also protected 1520 Sedgwick because President Obama put out an Affordable Housing Act when he was in office. And it was that act, that bill, that Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, brought to a gentleman named John Crotty, who happens to be my business partner as well. So John Crotty is the owner of 1520 Sedgwick Avenue. So and he owns other properties in throughout New York. So Senator Chuck Schumer brought this to him because the building was in foreclosure, it's decrepit, it's falling apart, nobody was paying attention to it. So the tenants themselves got together. Mm-hmm. And fought for the building. They appealed to everybody I just mentioned. And well Chuck Schumer at the time, really. Chuck, Vanessa, Ruben Diaz, and others. They all got together to save the building. So when the building was saved, and we went down into the historic, 1520 is a legitimate landmark. It's on the Register of Historic Places. I'm trying to get names right.
Let me tell you, that's awesome. So it can never be messed with.
No. We made sure that was put in place. Okay. So I say all of this to say that go back to the weekend. So we're there to honor the birthplace of hip hop. Okay. Now, there's an art piece to this. Most of the concerts that are happening are all rap based, and they're rap based, and basically top selling rappers are basically who promoters are hiring to do these concerts and so on. We are authentic hip hop in your face. And so we're doing breaking, MCing, graffiti art, DJing, beatboxing, fashion, language, knowledge, and some entrepreneurialism on the street, like vending and stuff like that. So we're going to bring our people together within hip hop to celebrate hip hop.
Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back with more.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We're still here with our special guest, MC Light, and the legend himself, KRS-One.
Yeah.
So I got with the Elise, what is called the Lisa Project. Lisa Project, they do murals and they try to beautify areas that don't look right. They put art in these areas. They did a mural of me in on Second Avenue in Manhattan.
I saw it.
Oh, you saw that?
Woo! Unbelievable.
It was crazy. Okay. Yes. They did it. They just did it. They didn't ask permission, nothing. Right. They just did it.
Well, you don't have to, wait a minute, ask permission of you or the building that they put it on. as a celebrity, they don't have to ask us nothing. We show up all types of places, but this is for a great thing, so.
No, it was excellent. It was
Second Avenue and what? Because I want to go take a picture next to it.
Oh, wow.
We'll figure it out.
It's down by Third Street. I think it's Second Avenue and Third Street.
Okay, got it.
There, but that's how I learned about the Lisa Project. They're running around doing murals of people.
Right.
They did that. I was shocked. I called them to thank them and say, "Yo, this was great." Started talking about 1520 and 1520 needing a beautification.
Mm-hmm.
So, because right now the building had a fire on the 8th floor. We got to get we got all the buildings on the block are dealing with rats. Mm-hmm. New York always rat problem.
Right.
But rats.
Wait, I got to tell you, hold on, pause. Dr. Lynn is from Chicago. And every time she comes to New York, she's like, why is the garbage on the street? I don't understand. When they made this city, didn't they think about where the garbage could go outside of it being outside of the building and near the street? And, you know, I don't think she's ever seen a rat, but she's definitely afraid of them. When we walk down New York City streets at night, she's hopping all over the place trying to avoid what isn't really there. But tell us, and I had to say that because these are her listeners that are checked in right now on WVON. As a matter of fact, let's take a break. We'll come right back.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
WVON listeners, you are right now in the midst of hearing from the teacher, KRS-One. Please continue with your story of the rats in Sedgwick, 1520.
Well, Sedgwick is in the hood. It's an affordable housing building, and it needs restoration. So this is part of our campaign of hip hop's 50th anniversary to restore hip hop's birthplace. We have a crowdfunding campaign that's going up. I took your advice. You gave me some really good advice some months ago. I think it was GoDaddy or something like
that. No. You're talking about raising money for the short that I did. Yeah, it was Indiegogo.
Indiegogo, that's what it was.
So that's more the film side of things. So documentaries, shorts, movies, things of that nature. But yeah, but you went with crowdfunding instead.
Right. I went with the crowdfunding. We're getting ready to go up. I'm not complete yet. We're going to go up like next week or the week after with asking for $350,000 to restore 1520. Right now, there's scaffolding in front of the building. And the city's supposed to pay. It's affordable housing. So we get money from the federal government, from state government, and so on to keep the building up. But the city and others have been fronting on the money and not really coming together. Now, mind you, everybody's yelling 1520 and da da da. But again, we're still pulling teeth to try to get the funding to restore the birthplace of hip hop. So Vanessa's been fighting hard, Piriana, everybody, even the mayor to an extent is slightly embarrassed by the situation because he's the mayor, but the situation's not really in his hands in that way. This is federal funding and the housing authority and all of the HUD and all of these people. So anyway, move on from that. Mm-hmm. So there's rats. We got to deal with rats. Right. There's cracks in the building. We got to deal with cracks. We had a fire on the 8th floor. We got to deal with the apartment that had it. So I brought in the Lisa, what's called the Lisa Foundation. But this organization beautifies buildings. So we're going to do a pop-up exhibit outside of 1520, using the scaffolding as our museum, our exhibit space. Okay. So the public walks through. We're going to put a red carpet on the street, on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. They come through. It'll feel like an exhibit, but it's outside. Anybody can drive by, take photos, stand in front of it, chill, da da da, whatever, whatever.
Love
so
it.
That's 20. there. And like I said, we're doing the concert on the 12th, which is the Saturday, so that the families could come out. By the way, you know, Yankee Stadium is going up on a Friday, which is the worst time to do a concert in the Bronx. If you know anything about the Bronx, you know that when Yankee Stadium even has its baseball games, you don't want to be around Yankee Stadium. Everything stops. The traffic is crazy. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday, by the way, because and the traffic's crazy because everybody's coming from work. And then everybody's coming in to see the game, but you're not from the area, but the people from the area trying to get home and all this type of stuff. Right. So we went to Saturday. We could have did the 11th as well on hip hop's birthday, but we regard that as a sacred day. So we went with the Saturday after, which now families can come out. It's a Saturday. It's the weekend and so on. So that's the 12th, August 12th, 2023. We outside on Sedgwick Avenue.
Right.
And I will say, though, we have a whole host of sponsors, people, and I'm being very selective as well about who I take money from, really. You know, a lot of people are calling that says, yo, can we just, you know, with all due respect, I'll have this conversation with you right now. Like, I'll just as an example, I'll just put this out there, see what you think. Mm-hmm. So, I thought that the last BET Awards show, I thought it was good. I thought it was better than the others. I thought BET stepped up in its awards show. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the public thought. And I'm getting all types of, yo, what do you think about that? Did you see this great? Okay. Now, I thought, compared to the others, and we've talked about this for years, but compared to the others, I thought this was pretty good.
Compared to the other award show that attempted it, or compared to every other BET award show ever?
Every other BET award show ever. Okay. I thought this was a step up. Now, of course, I did see the flaws. I saw where people could have said, you know, some of the performances were a little crazy, you know, a little raunchy and this kind of thing. Okay, we understand. But the public is speaking. And the other side to it is that, so here comes BET. Forget the gentleman's name we're talking to, but here comes BET that they want to come in and be part of this, what we call the Hip Hop 50 Years Block Festival. Mm-hmm. They want to be part of that. They're one of the potential sponsors. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, damn, you know, what a tough situation, because BET ignored hip hop for 50 years, ignored all of us. It's like, you know, they had some other thing going on for the last 20 some odd years, and they basically ignored our careers, especially after the new millennium. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand BET is now bought by a new... you know, Tyler Perry is supposed to.
Yeah, not yet. Right. They're still in the middle of all of it. So the keys haven't been handed over just yet. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So they're still under that old regime. And the thing is that, so here I am trying to grapple with this. And I'm saying, you know, it's about hip hop. It's not about my personal feelings. So let me just put this aside real quick. Because I have to say that, because my personal feelings is like, no. BET has nothing to do with this. I'm sorry, BET. You're not going to be part of this, okay?
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. The Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program will give you lifetime access to all of Lynn Richardson's online classes, books, boot camps, masterclasses, and webinars. That's right, lifetime access. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. Available only on LynnRichardson.com.
Okay, so where we were is the traffic and everything that happens in the Bronx. You were trying to like create the scene for us so that we understand why we shouldn't care about that day at the Yankee Stadium. They're ripping people off a whole lot of money. We switched over to Saturday, what it is that you're doing for the beautification of 1520 Sedgwick, which I think is going to be amazing for everyone in the community to just know that they are loved and appreciated and a part of hip hop culture. And that's the only way that hip hop has lasted. They said 50 years, the only way that it can is that people who don't necessarily do the art are in love with the art and show appreciation for the art, and it gives and it feeds, and it's a give and take. It's a, you know, an ebb and flow, and it's the energy that the people feed into hip hop that has it prolonged to the degree of 50 years. Now, I did have someone say to me that God spoke to her and told her that hip hop was a gift to us from God, and that it's important we take care of it. And that's exactly what I think that you, the teacher, KRS-One, do on a daily basis, because you are so conscious and so aware of not only yourself and how you move within the culture and the community, but also how it is that you treat the people of the community. So I want to say thank you so much for what it is that you're doing. You continue to inspire us all with your moves and your connections that you make sure are valid and are genuine. And so with that, I know that you are heading to Chicago. And so what are your plans for Chicago?
You know, we already see the, at least, and let me separate the real on the ground from the media hype. So the media hype is that Chicago is a war zone.
Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back with more from our guest host, MC.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We're still here with our special guest, MC Light, and the legend himself, KRS-One.
It's not just media hype. Chicago has some issues. It always had issues of gangs, violence, like any city in the United States, which we should be discussing why that is the case on another level. But Chicago is a bustling city, a big city, a historic city. It's going to have issues. But somehow the epidemic of violence in Chicago is reaching its critical point. And when I say reaching its critical point, meaning that everyone who's concerned about this should say something. Mm-hmm. Everyone doesn't have to come with a movement or you're shelling out money or something, but from wherever you are, mm-hmm. to not speak about this issue is to allow the issue to speak for itself. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, on the media side, some of this is being hyped, okay? Let's keep it real. You could go to Chicago and have a good time. Okay.
Right, right.
You have a day. I'm looking for the crabs in Chicago. Okay?
Right, right. Goose Island.
Right. Okay. So that's why I say some of this is media hype. We know this on the ground issues. Now, separate the media hype from the real on the ground. Media hype. Oh, everybody's killing everybody. They're shooting everything. This, that, and the other. Okay, we understand that. But what are we doing about it? And so now you come to the people on the ground. And I've had the privilege now to know so many organizations on the ground that's doing the work, that after that shooting occurs, there's always an organization surrounding the shooter and the victim. Hmm. These things don't just happen. You shoot and you kill 2-8 people and then the news goes off. And the news never comes back to the minister from the local church that went into the community and screamed at the top of her lungs, yo, this is what we got to stop this. Mm-hmm. That's not covered. That's not being publicized. Only the violence is. So it gives Chicago this look like it's just a war zone over there.
Right.
No. The truth. We're going there to address the violence in the community because we address violence in all communities, okay? Right. So we're going to Chicago to address that violence. Mm-hmm. You and I both are the heads of the Stop the Violence movement. Mm-hmm. Like, I will take 2 minutes of your time to publicly thank you and honor you and remember that when he called out in 1989, he said, hip hop has to together make a statement against this senseless violence that we were facing both in New York, Cali. People forget what the crack era was. Well, people don't forget, but this generation really, I guess, doesn't really understand the depth of the, not just violence, but like the hopelessness.
Yeah.
That nothing was gonna change and this is the way it is and so on. So hip hop came together. When I called, when I put the call out, you came, like you showed up.
Mm.
And when you showed up, you laid down the illest verse. Funky Fresh Dressed to Impress, Ready to Party.
Right.
What
right,
is right. That crazy. Okay, to this day, people will stand to their feet for that verse. But not just that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody did that.
Yeah.
But then I followed up.
Mm-hmm.
There was, first it was All in the Same Gang, because after Self-Destruction, the record we're talking about for those listening is, the record was called Self-Destruction. It was a collaborative record. And we called ourselves the Stop the Violence Movement, which was all the artists on this record, including others like Nelson George and Carly, who was executive at Jive Records at the time. And a whole host of others that you know, like DJs like Red Alert and Molly Mall and so on. There was a movement within hip hop that said, we know what the truth is. We're going to speak to it.
Yes.
And so you were there, like frontline revolutionary. You were there and documented as being there. So you kicked it off with all of us, all in the same gang, then followed up my conception. John, Eban, Kelly, everybody over there, they formed up. I gave them. Say again?
The West Side, West Coast.
The West Side.
Yes.
They was actually called the West Coast All-Stars, is what they called themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they put out an anti-gang message and won. Mm-hmm. After their record, all the gangs, they took off. There was a huge conference where Bloods, Crips, and Essays came together and said, the gang is over. It's over.
Mm.
Okay, it's done. Mm. And a dude named Stan Tukey Williams, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Tukey Williams, head of all of these gangs, really. But I think he was the, I'm not going to say either one because I don't remember which one. He was the head of Crips or Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of them. And he was on death row, Stan Tukey Williams. When a lot of this was going down, changed his whole ways, rehabilitated himself, wrote a book, and said, "This I'm the leader of these gangs. I started these gangs, and I'm telling you, you need to stop and get this done." He was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize while on death row.
Oh, wow.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger killed him anyway.
Mm.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of California at the time. And even though many appeals were made for Stan Tukey Williams, Arnold Schwarzenegger killed him anyway. And so gave him the lethal injection. And that was the death penalty for him. Mm. And he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that, but he didn't. And so that sin is forever on.
And he showed us who he is by that
on another level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On a whole nother level. Right?
Whole nother level. Yeah.
What it is. Mm-hmm. So what I want to say though to you though is that while all of this is going on, keep in mind that real revolutionaries on the front lines of protecting culture, it's so important that when we say, yo, can you come through, spit a verse? Can you show up? Can you do? These things are so important.
Yeah.
So not only were you there for Self-Destruction, which then influenced the All in the Same Gang and everything that went on over there, we followed up with Human Education Against Lies.
Heal, yes.
Heal. There's light again. Again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The bias verse.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.